Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Call in Negative World. 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh! Sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY Mornings on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Time for the Vibe Check on PXY Mornings. What's up, guys? Welcome to the show. May 15th. You got Moose, you got Breezy, and we're just... best.
Yeah, this week has really ran me into the ground, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, that's okay. It's understandable. What's up, guys? Thanks for tuning in this morning. 585-252-9800. Are the vibes up? God, we hope so.
I know. How are you doing, friends?
Let's take a quick look at the Doppler this morning. 74 for the high. Going to see a little sunshine this morning, and then it's looks like it's all downhill from there.
No, fully downhill.
I don't understand.
It's so bad.
What's it going to take? We're trying to get on the boat here.
So what does it say, like rain or what?
Yeah, right now it's looking like it's going to be today 35% chance of rain, but it's going to come in and out starting around 4 o'clock, and then that's going to continue all the way up until Sunday.
Love. So. All right. Let's get into it, shall we? Well, actually, you know what? I want to start. I think last night I had a lot of fun at Lilac Festival, obviously. I met so many amazing listeners that my heart was so full. I want to shout out a couple of them. My girl, Kelly, who's been a longtime listener of the show.
Kelly rocks, yep.
We did a shout out for her daughter, her late daughter. I met Carmen, who calls all the time.
Yeah, our boy Carmen. I have not met him in person.
He was great. He was great. I met his wife as well. And then I met Anna and Olivia. You know, it's just these people make our show what it is, and it's just really nice to be able to like actually meet them face to face. And are you going to come tonight?
Yeah, so Breezy and I are going to be at Lilac Festival tonight. She'll be doing her MC thing, and I will be sitting in VIP with an umbrella in my drink.
A lot of people have been looking for you, so if you want to see us, maybe we can do a little side stage thing and meet you guys, do a little meet and greet moment. Maybe we'll have some merch. I don't know, but
I'm not trying to sound
fun.
I'm not trying to sound old here, but one of the things that keeps me from going is the parking.
Uber? Question mark.
I'm gonna have to. Tonight. I'm going to have to, and then you're going to have to drive me home.
I'm not doing that, but you can Uber back. Maybe somebody else can give you a ride home.
See, I sound like you. Cheap.
So cheap.
Right?
The cheapest.
Yeah. That's what that sounds like. All right, who's here this morning?
Who else is here? We have Kayla here. She says, good morning. How are you guys? I'm feeling great this morning because I got 12 hours of sleep last night.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, what time did you go to bed?
Slept like a corpse.
Not you going to bed at 5 in the afternoon. No, literally, that's what it would have to be if you're up now. Who else is here? Bethany's here. She says, good morning. How's everybody doing? Feeling good this morning because my vibes are high. My mom is coming into town later tonight.
Is that a good thing? Mom's coming.
Vibes are high. Vibes are high. What about you, Vibes?
Vibes are through the roof. What's that? I can't believe tomorrow's already Friday. As busy of a week this has been, I think that's the one factor that makes the week go by so quick, is you're not paying attention. You're distracted, and then all of a sudden, it's Friday.
Right.
I'm not trying to wish my life away, but I do look forward to not waking up at 4. It is a nice feeling. I'm not going to lie. But yeah, I had a really good dinner last night with my brother and my buddy. They came to my place. We hung out. And then we walked downtown. You know how you always got that friend where you walk past 4 restaurants and like, nah, I'm not really feeling it.
Yeah.
I'm like, what do you want?
You're literally Noah from The Notebook.
And then
what do you want?
And then it's 9 o'clock, which is typically my bedtime.
Yeah.
And he thinks he's coming upstairs for coffee. I'm like, bro, you're going home. I will go upstairs and throw your keys out the window to you. I'll see you later. You ain't coming up
for it. Sounds like you had a blast last night.
You're not coming up for a cannoli.
We love quality time with a close friend.
Hey, listen, I know when to cut it off.
Sounds like you should have been at the festival last night because a lot of people were looking for you. Well, a lot of people.
I might see them tonight.
Where's Moose? Not here.
Just walking the streets aimlessly, looking for food.
You said a lot of chicken nuggets at Wendy's. We don't know. This person said, oh, Nora's here. She said, I'm in my good vibes because it's me and my boyfriend's 5-year anniversary tomorrow.
Aww. Oh, you know what that means.
Nora, get that welding gun out. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Nora, you had Dunkin' this morning? Come through. 70 Commercial Street. I will take a nice coffee with a splash of almond milk. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
All right, guys. Here's the deal for the big story of the day today. Appreciate all the good vibes. This one device is going to be installed around town. There are some people that are for it. There are some people that are totally against it. But on Tuesday, the county legislator said, hey, don't worry about your personal privacy. If anything, we need to have less privacy in order to keep us safe.
Right.
And I was like, some people are like, okay. So this is what they're going to be doing. I'll tell you what they're going to be installing at 50 sites across Monroe County. That's coming up next on PXY Mornings.
Take PXY Mornings with you everywhere you go.
Listen to Moose and Breezy and follow in the free Odyssey app.
The home of 98
PXY. PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. I know you do, Breeze.
So badly.
Well, here's the situation right now. More license plate readers are set to be installed in Monroe County following a resolution passed Tuesday by county legislator. Now, the resolution was approved with a 25-4 vote, allowing the installation of readers at more than 50 sites across the county. I don't know how some people feel about this.
So what is this? I don't even know what this is.
So it's a license plate reader. And
for what, though?
It's going to enhance public safety. Okay, so hear me out. People are showing concerns about privacy risk. And some question how the data is going to be used by law enforcement agencies, including ICE. One resident said, we need more privacy, not less. Because if you think about it, our health information is hacked. Our financial histories are already sold. Our personal identities are stolen. This is no different.
But are they reading it to give out tickets or just to say, hey, Betsy's on the road. She's on 490.
Well, it's more for the safety of reading the license plates of stolen vehicles. I'm for it. I don't see a problem with it. These are not in place. I don't think they're in place to give away speeding tickets. But speaking in favor of a couple of people, legislator Sean McCabe said, look, take a moment to remember just last year, Thomas Chase, that 92-year-old Brighton resident who was killed by a Kia boy in a stolen car, he says if these license plate readers had been in place, that car may have been stopped by police before it reached its deadly conclusion. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So there's some people are like, I don't want it. And then there's a lot of residents that are absolutely for it. And I'm like, yeah, this dude does have a point. It's not like we really, any of us have privacy anymore today.
Right.
We're all tracked. We all have a cell phone.
I mean, we were just talking about it yesterday about the cell phones, how I can be like, I really like mozzarella sticks. And then let's play this game.
Right. Go ahead. Put your phone in front of you right now.
I really like mozzarella sticks. By the end of the show today, I will have an ad for mozzarella sticks, and I can't wait to see how long it takes. This is a fun game we will play. I don't know if it's going to be on Instagram. I don't know if it's going to be on TikTok. I don't know if I'm going to get an email, but it's going to happen.
Oh, man. Oh, boy. I sure could use some brand new Air Jordans.
You were already getting ads for that, though. Pick something else.
I sure do love endless amounts of breadsticks and salad at Olive Garden.
Okay. Well, I can't wait to see that Italian wedding soup reel come up for you.
If I do get an ad in the next 24 hours, I can't wait to talk about this. I'm screenshotting it and sending it to you.
No, literally. I honestly fear it will happen before the end of the show. But anyways, at this point, embrace the fact that you have no privacy. Take the doors off of your houses. Take the windows out. You don't need them. No one's safe.
Well, we still have to protect ourselves from the environment, which is why most of us wear clothes. Like that creepy guy exposing himself in aisle 7 at Wegmans.
So tough.
But as of now, like I said, the vote was 25-4 with them installing these license plate readers in over 50 different sites in Monroe County. So look forward to seeing those on Light Post. Breezy, what's coming up?
Coming up next, we got a message from a listener by the name of Julia.
I love messages from Julie.
Julia.
Mm-hmm.
Julia said that she is in between a rock and a hard place when it comes to being there for a friend without being overbearing or controlling. But she doesn't want her to go through with a decision that she very well could, and it very well could change the entire trajectory of her life. What's going on? How can we help? We'll talk about it next.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, welcome back to the show. All right, we got a message that Julie sent to both Breezy
still
and I.
Julia. Yep.
Julia, yep. Sorry.
It's okay. Yeah, listen, you guys, I have been going through my DMs these last couple of days, and there are some really good messages in there. And this one stood out to me specifically because...
Even some from 2023.
Right. 2023? Try 2020. Not to get too off topic, but my friend request on Facebook that I never use is like 550 deep. So regardless, Julia sent a message, and I wanted to read it because I think it's going to open the floor for a bigger conversation here.
Okay.
She wrote, hey guys, just want to say big fan of the show, and I love how you guys talk about topics like relationships, timelines, and tough decisions. That's why I thought that you two would be the best people to grab an opinion from on this. I have a friend, a very close friend, who has been with her boyfriend for 3 years, and he truly is a great guy. But I can't help but feel like something's off. Just based on the way she's acting and things that she's shared with me in the past, something doesn't feel right. The reason I'm in such a spot is because her boyfriend has been texting my husband and I in a group chat, asking for advice and opinions on the proposal that he's been planning for the last month. Here's the dilemma I'm in. Do I give her a heads up of just how close she is to getting engaged and have a sit down with her to see if this is what she really wants? I obviously will support her in whatever decision she makes, but I know my friend and I know that she's not happy and holding back. The issues that she deals with in her relationship, I think, are unfixable and will only get worse with marriage. How do I go about this without ruining her engagement if this is something she actually wants to go through with? Thanks, Julia.
Oh, this is actually an easy one. Yeah, you're absolutely going to let her get engaged first, because just because someone's engaged doesn't mean they have to go through with the wedding. Just because it's on the menu doesn't mean you got to order it. So let her get engaged first, then you have that sit-down conversation with her.
I think
if you do it beforehand, that's a bad idea. I wouldn't recommend that.
I think, not saying you're locked in with an engagement.
No, you're not locked in. You're never locked in with an engagement.
But you'd save her a lot of embarrassment.
How do you listen? If she gets
engaged, just kidding. We called off the wedding.
No, this is something she actually might really want to do, though.
Maybe it is. But I think what the biggest problem is when you are in a relationship that may be not right for you is...
You got blinders on.
You don't see the bigger picture.
But what's the bigger picture?
Like, is this what you truly want? Or are you just on a timeline and you feel like you're behind your friends?
Yeah, some do get married, believe it or not, out of obligation, because they're trying to catch up with their friend Bethany.
She didn't say it in the message here, but I did ask her, like, can I get the ages on you guys? And she said, I'm 32 and she's 33.
Okay, that's a decent age.
So
it's old enough where you've had life experience and you know kind of at this point
right. It's not like she's a child bride, you know, and she's like just rushing into something. I think that a lot of people just do things out of habit or out of like, this is what I've always been told to do. This is what is the next step based on all the stories I've read, all the movies I've seen, all the things that my friends are doing. You know, you start dating someone, you date for 2-3 years, year, 2, 3, 5, whatever, get married, have kids, get a house, have kids, whatever the case may be. And these are all the steps that are like laid out in front of you. And I think that people sometimes tend to forget that you have options. Like, you don't have to do all of that in that order specifically.
No, it's not, you know, a lot of people are used to having to check off of this laundry list, if you will.
Yeah.
This laundry list, so-called life. I don't think it's in Julia's best interest to tell her friend you're about to possibly get engaged here. Is this something you really want to do? Because if it is, and she goes through with it, now she's muddied the waters with her best friend's future husband. And that's never a good thing either. So I would absolutely let her get engaged, then do a mental check-in with her after the dust settles and the excitement wears off a little bit and say, hey, is this something you feel in your heart you really want to go through with? Can I talk to you about a couple of things I've seen that maybe you've been blinded to?
But I also feel like on the other side of the coin is like, when there is an engagement, it elevates it, the excitement. And then you honestly kind of get distracted by the whole idea of planning a wedding in general. And you don't even really, again, I've never planned a wedding, but I've been in 100. You don't really have time to connect with your partner or think about anything else besides what dress are you wearing? What flowers are you getting? What venue are you going to? Blah, 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 blah. The laundry list goes on. So I would honestly maybe have a conversation with her and don't drop the bomb and be like, you're getting engaged tomorrow. Are you ready? Like, I think there's a different way to go about it, maybe a little bit more delicately. There's a couple people texting in right now.
We got to ask, like, how many of you have ever been in a situation where your best friend was getting married or about to, and you were like, you got to figure out a way to call this off. You're like, this is a bad idea.
Right. This person says she needs to have the conversation with her without ruining the engagement, just in case. Ask her if she's willing to marry this man and be with him forever based on past events or issues that they might have. Tell her every day she's with him. She's one day closer to forever with him.
Oh.
I don't know.
That's
if that
a
was,
good thing.
I don't know if that was a. Oh, I think that was a.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Literally.
See, my dad had to have a sit down with his best friend.
Mm-hmm.
And he told him, do not marry this woman.
Ooh.
She's a monster.
Ooh.
And this is a guy I consider my uncle now. They've been best friends since they were 13 years old.
Yeah.
My dad kept it real with him. He's like, there's still time. Up until the day of the wedding, when she was walking down the aisle, my dad was whispering in his ear, you still don't have to go through with this. Don't do it.
Oh, my God.
And they were divorced in less than a year.
Oh, my God.
My dad saw something. He's like, I tried to warn him. I tried so hard to warn him. He didn't want to listen to me. But that's what friends are for. You got to keep it real with them. I just don't know, if, like I said, if she should do it and ruin the engagement like the one listener texted in. Yeah. I think you should wait till after to have that conversation.
This person said she could still have the conversation with her friend before the engagement without mentioning the engagement. I
True.
Agree. I agree, but also, like, you need to put some severity on the situation to talk about, like, she's like, because if you're sitting there talking, like, do you want to marry Jonathan? She's like, yeah, like, someday. Like, do you want to, would you marry Jonathan tomorrow? I don't know. Maybe. It's like, well, he's proposing next week, so.
You better figure it out.
This person says, girls talk all the time about marriage, so just casually ask her if they've talked about getting married and see what she says. Yeah, that's a good idea. Put feelers out to, like, kind of let her come to you.
Can I ask a serious question here? I need to know.
Yeah.
Do girls secretly not want their other friends to get married if they're single? Are they putting out bad vibes? Because I know in hindsight they seem happy, but are other women talking their friends out of relationships if they're not in one just yet?
I think some people do. I don't think they're good friends, but I think that girls, people, women, anybody, they tend to be, I mean, girls more than anyone, but like they tend to be very jealous and catty and mm-hmm. and the mentality of like, when will it be my turn? Like,
right.
But those people probably never really have great connections or friendships with anyone, because I feel like being that way, it's a pretty transparent trait to have.
People
you can see
it.
Right through yeah. that, and you can see, I don't know if Becky is a real one. You know what I mean?
You not can sure. kind of pick those girls out on the bachelorette trip.
Trust me. Sure can.
All right. So, Julia, we trust you're going to make the right decision here, but we do thank you for writing into the show.
Yeah, absolutely. Good luck with that.
All right. Just coming up on 7 o'clock here. It's PXY Mornings. You got Moose and Breezy.
98 PXY.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast.
With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Speaks Why Mornings, Moose Breezy. Tis the season for prom.
Love it.
A lot of teens are getting ready to go back to the big dance. I feel like there's a lot more pressure on kids today to look their best than ever before. At least when we were in high school.
Right.
We have a woman by the name of Carla that called up during the break and says she's pretty disgusted that her niece is being told she can't wear what she wants to prom because of her weight. Hi, yes. Carla. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Yeah, we need to know. What did you mean when you said your niece isn't allowed to wear a certain prom dress because of her weight?
Well, so I don't want to bash my sister here. We don't get along, but that has nothing to do with anything. It's just that my daughter, who has prom coming up, about the same age as her cousin, my sister's daughter. So my niece comes into school crying. My daughter asks her what's going on. Okay. And she said it was because her mom, my sister, won't let her wear the dress that she wants to wear because she's too fat and everybody's going to make fun of her.
That's what her own mother said to her.
That's what her mother said.
Okay.
Right.
Bold, but she said what she said, sure.
It's disgusting. Parents that might listen to this, do not do this.
Right.
Do yeah. not shame your kids because that's going to stick with them for the rest of their lives. My sister does not care.
Has she always been this abrasive, if you will?
She had a weight problem growing up.
Oh, she did too.
Yeah. So, you know, so she's just projecting this onto her kid.
Right.
I think it's shameful. She knows how it feels. She knows the kids that we grew up with that used to call her fat all the time.
Yeah.
She just goes and turns around and does the same thing to her own kid. And it just blows my mind.
Yeah, that's it blows not my great. Mind.
I mean, I don't know how close you are with your sister now or your niece, but how do you think this has affected your niece thus far mentally?
Honestly, I just keep telling my niece to remind her mother that retirement homes are a thing.
Oh.
That retirement homes are a thing. Got it. Okay.
Listen, fire with fire sometimes.
Wow.
So you're
pulling no punches. Can I ask you, not to get too personal into your life, but why did you guys have a falling out? Was it because of the way she treats her daughter, or was it something more related to the two of you?
There's a lot there.
Oh, there's a lot to
unpack. There's a lot there. It's not. It doesn't just happen with one thing.
Oh, so this stems back to maybe even your childhood.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, we don't have to go too far into
the details
detail.
Then.
Yeah.
All in all, though, I mean, what are you looking to do here?
Yeah, what's the end goal?
Just raise some awareness. Do not do that to your kids. They have enough to deal with. They don't need body shaming on top of it.
You know, as someone who their whole life has dealt with something extremely similar, I can attest to the fact that if someone, the more someone tries to put their two cents in about your weight or your body or your appearance, it leads to some pretty unhealthy habits down the road and, quite frankly, has the opposite effect of what you're trying to do.
Exactly.
Right. So in the long run, this is going to do nothing but mess her daughter up. Your daughter's close with her. They're cousins. And she came into school crying. So it's affecting her.
Yeah. And honestly, I think it's going to affect the way that my daughter, feels about her aunt. Like she doesn't have somebody that she can turn to.
Yeah.
I mean, I tell you what, guys, I would even talk with her on air this morning if you want, because you hear me, and maybe you can help bang some sense into this woman's head.
Not you using us as a buffer.
I don't know if...
You're welcome. You're welcome.
No, I mean,
it'll
listen.
It'll be great radio.
Truthfully, I don't know if we're the people to do that.
Yeah.
I think your sister would talk to us? Because... I mean, listen, obviously there's two sides to every story. I think she has a right to defend herself here. I just don't want to call her live on the air and she goes crazy on us or you.
Yeah, which I think would happen.
If she can embarrass her own kid, then she can, if she can dish it out, she should be able to take it.
Well, I'm not.
You think she's going to double down? Three against one?
Let's give her
honestly,
a call.
I don't even know with her anymore.
Let's give her a call during the break and see if she's willing to chat. I just don't want to do it live because I think there's a lot of people who would like to know why she's body shaming her teen daughter.
That's fine.
All right. Let's try and give, what's your sister's name?
Diane.
Let's try and give Diane a call during the break and get her on with us coming up next on PXY Mornings.
It's Breezy's Big Bills Update on PXY.
Everybody keep your pants on because the 2025 Buffalo Bills schedule is here.
Oh, wow. That's
and it's the farewell season to the Highmark Stadium.
That it is.
Come 2026, baby. That's when the gates are opening to the brand new stadium that will be located in downtown Buffalo.
It's a big deal. It really is.
It is. It's the farewell season. And I'm not going to lie. I saw the schedule come out yesterday and I had to do a couple of different analysis of what games I'm going to.
Right.
But let's break it down. So the season will start officially on the 7th of September for the Buffalo Bills. They will obviously have a preseason game that will be August 17th, and they will be obviously here at St. John Fisher University for Bills training camp. So the bye week will take place on the third weekend in October, which obviously changes every year. But I was texting a couple of my friends, and I think we're headed, because I have a friend who's a Pittsburgh Steelers fan, I think we're headed to the Pittsburgh game in Pittsburgh on the 30th of November.
Yeah, I see that here. So the first game is going to be September 7th, Baltimore Ravens at Bills Stadium. I went to the opening last season, and they're always fun. I always try to go to opening game, but this is a night game. It's an 8:20 primetime game.
Yeah, unless you're taking Monday off.
Right.
I don't see that happening for you. But I'm under the notion of never wish your life away, but I am very excited given the fact that last season was my first official season as an official Bills fan.
Yeah,
I actually followed the entire season. I watched the entirety of the season.
Did. She jumped ships, you guys, from being a Kansas City Chiefs fan. And you're not even a Swiftie anymore, are you?
Okay, chill. I've just loosened the reins a little bit.
Right.
But these tickets are already reselling for crazy, so I feel like I would hop on it now if you're going to at all.
So tell us, how do you give us your projection for the 2025 Buffalo Bills season?
The farewell season? Well, listen, Josh Allen's going to crush. He's going to be a married man. He's absolutely going to dominate.
He's got a lot to play for.
He's going to get that Mary juice in him and just absolutely go for it.
He's coming into the new season being MVP.
MVP.
New wife.
MVP of the NFL.
A beautiful smoking hot wife.
MVP of Haley Steinfeld's heart.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, what more could this... If anything was out of place for this guy to not win a Super Bowl, it is all come together now. Do not let us down, Josh Allen. And Josh Allen, we trust. Do good, be good, go Bills, whatever it is. Thank you so much. It's Breezy's Big Bills Update on PXY. It's
sponsored by DraftKings.
Nope, it's it's definitely not. All right, if you missed it, we're going to catch you guys up to speed. But we had a discussion about the pressure teens face more than ever when it comes to looking their best at prom. Well, a listener by the name of Carla called up, accused her older sister of body shaming her teen daughter, saying she will not be allowed to wear certain prom dresses because of how fat she is. Ugh. Here's a clip of that call from earlier.
My niece comes into school crying, okay, and she said it was because her mom, my sister, won't let her wear the dress that she wants to wear because she's too fat. It's disgusting. Parents that might listen to this, do not do this.
Right.
Do yeah. not shame your kids.
Well, we called Carla's sister, Diane, during the break, which was Carla's suggestion, and asked if she would be willing to talk with us just so we can hear her side of the story. Mm-hmm. And she said she would be willing to give us 2 minutes of her time.
Oh.
2 minutes. We'll get both Carla and her sister, Diane, on with us coming up next on PXY Mornings. PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. Earlier in the hour, we get a call from a woman by the name of Carla, who's on hold with us. And we were talking about prom season and the pressures teen face today to look better than ever. It's a lot. Well, the segment takes a weird turn after Carla calls in because she says her niece is constantly being body shamed by her own mother,
oof,
who's Carla's older sister. And according to Carla, her sister Diane is telling her own daughter, you're way too fat to wear certain prom dresses, and you either cover up or you just, you don't go because
or
it's embarrassing.
Wear a different dress, yeah.
Carla, so she suggested that we call her sister. Are you still with us this morning?
Yes.
Okay, so we suggested your sister Diane speak with us because she has a right to defend herself.
I think she suggested that. I was kind of just an innocent bystander, just to cover my own ass.
But she did suggest that. And I know you mentioned you guys have somewhat of a tough relationship, but we were able to get her on with us. Hi, good morning. Is this Carla's sister, Diane? Yes?
Yeah, this is Diane, but hi. I'm going to be honest. I don't know who you guys are.
Oh.
I only listen to AM radio, and
that's fine.
I'm so humbling. Thank you so much.
I just wanted to thank you really quick for agreeing to come on, because I know not everybody wants to be on the air sharing their dirty laundry here, but your sister Carla had reached out to us this morning. We spoke with her.
Yeah, I should have guessed. So, I don't have a lot of time. I'm just going to tell you, I got to get ready for work.
But, what's the tea, Diane? Just spill it.
Okay, Carla is just, she's harassing me again, I'm sure, like she normally does, because she seems to have nothing better to do. So what's on her mind today?
Well, she's concerned about the way that you're treating your own daughter, and there's a little bit of a body shaming situation revolving the prom dress.
Okay. I never said my daughter looked fat. There is a dress that she wants to wear where there are like rolls of flesh showing because they're cutouts, and it's not a flattering look for my daughter. So I'm going to look out for her, right? I'm her mom. You called her fat. You're calling her fat on the radio right now. Who cares if she has a roll? When she was a baby, that was your favorite thing about her. Okay. Any mom with kids knows it's their job to protect their children from embarrassment.
Yeah, I have one the same age we protect her thing.
Right. So I'm doing my job. I mean, what kind of mother would I be if I let my daughter, who clearly does have a weight issue, go to prom with her rolls of flesh hanging out of her dress? It is not a good look. And you know
what?
The
kind of mother who doesn't body shame her child.
But
and
Diane,
who doesn't
Diane,
make her
do you
feel bad for who she is?
Do you feel like there was a different way to deliver it?
I think so. Diane, do you feel a little guilty, though, about how you speak to your daughter about her weight issue?
She went to school sobbing.
You know, I mean, if you start out saying, hey, sweetie, this isn't a great dress for you, and she's insisting on wearing it, then, you know, you got to bring some sense into the conversation and use words that maybe aren't the nicest, right?
But you also, according to your sister Carla, you also had a weight issue growing up. So you know what it feels like. So
right.
Don't
and
you
I am
think
trying
you're projecting
to spare my daughter. I'm trying to spare my daughter from what I went through.
Is that really what it is, though?
But you do understand that by the way that you're speaking to your daughter, you are just inadvertently already treating her like others treated you.
You know what is so funny is that, like, we've been talking for 2 minutes and you're trying to, like, diagnose me.
Right? No one's diagnosing you. We're no doctors, queen.
No, honestly, Diane, nobody here is trying to attack you. We're just trying to understand. We know you guys had a falling out, and we appreciate you coming on the air to
Scarlett did not have a lot of good things to say about me. I know what she said about me. Only horrible things, only the worst. That's all that she wants to see. That's all she wants to talk about. It seems to be all she wants to live for. So, you know, props to you, Carla. I'm glad I occupy so much space in your mind all the time.
Living rent-free in her head.
Wow, if you think that's what this is, has nothing to do with me.
You're exhausting. You are exhausting.
Turn this around and try to make it about me when the truth is that you're just being mean and bullying your own kid. No wonder mom doesn't want to spend holidays with you.
Oh, my God. It's getting personal, you guys.
Oh, so now you got to bring that into it. Okay, thank you so much for making my morning so much better than it was already. This is really beautiful of you, and I always appreciate how you just try to make things worse. It's always you making things worse.
You should be able to take it.
I am a good mother, and if you saw how silly my daughter looked in that dress at 5'4", with the cutouts at the waist and the rolls hanging out, you would agree with me that that is not something she wants for her prom photo. And by the way, Carla, you made fun of me for being fat, so you have no right to even speak on this. And I don't want any more with this. Thank you very much. Have a beautiful day.
Okay. Bye, Diane.
All right, Diane hung up. Carla,
did you do that? Because if you did that, this is all null and void.
I think that, you know how sometimes when you get older, your memories about things tend to shift?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, other people would make fun of my sister, and occasionally, you know, I wouldn't go and stand up to the defense, and to her, that's the same thing.
Sure. Got okay.
When you're in middle school and you can't always fight every fight.
No, I understand. Yeah, I get that.
So to her, that's the same thing as me having done it myself.
Sure.
Which I didn't.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know what to say. I never do. I'm going to be honest. There's never once been a good situation where I put two people on the air together at the same time. It's never ended well. I kind of should have assumed that was going to happen. But thanks for continuing to stick up for your niece and the people that probably need it the most, like her.
Of course. And honestly, I do wish that I had, you know, even though when you're 11, you know, you're working on developing your backbone. I wish I had more of a backbone back then, but I have it now. So I'm going to advocate for her.
Where do you see the relationship going with you and your sister? Do you guys think you're going to work things out?
No.
I mean, you heard her. She's stubborn like a ox, so I don't know.
All right.
If she'll ever mellow out, I don't know.
If you want to leave this call saying one thing, what would it be?
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
Thank you for trying.
Thanks for calling up this morning, Carla. We appreciate you listening to the show and being a part of it this morning.
Of course.
Okay, talk soon. Honestly, I think that went pretty well.
It literally couldn't have gone worse.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Confident, bold, and she thinks she has all the answers. BXY Mornings present Rochester's favorite game.
Chance! Base! Breezy! That's right, it's time for everyone's favorite game. Can't be breezy, we need caller 8 right now at 585-252-9800. That is the number to call. Guys, we're doing our best to be so selfless and give back to you this morning.
We're so selfless.
With some brand new PXY Morning Crew necks that come in two brand new vibrant colors, black and gray. Let's go over to the phones. PXY, who's this?
This is Jerry.
Jerry, where are you calling from this morning?
Gates.
Gates? Fantastic.
Jerry from Gates.
Your caller 8.
That rhymes. Jerry from Gates, your caller 8.
Sweet.
Jerry, you're going to go head-to-head with our girl Breezy, who's currently on the board with 15 wins and 27 losses. I'm sorry. Breezy, why don't you let Jerry talk some trash to you before you leave the room? Go ahead, Jerry.
Good morning, Breezy. Get rocked.
Yo, you're diabolical. I'm leaving.
All right, here we go. The rules are very simple, Jerry. You got 5 seconds to answer each question. If if you end in a tie with our girl Breezy, well, you're going to get the win. Let's go to question number one. Put your game face on. What's the name of the largest snake in the world?
Anaconda.
Going with anaconda. Let's go to question number two. In what city can you find the French Quarter?
That would be New Orleans.
Let's go to question number three. Jerry, how many holes would someone play in 2 rounds of golf?
Three. No, 2 rounds of golf. 18.
Going with 18.
Not a golfer.
Right, let's go to question number four. You like fast food? You like restaurants? You like pizza?
Sure.
Which restaurant uses the slogan, "Gather around the good stuff"?
Oh my goodness, I don't know. Applebee's? I don't know.
Going with Applebee's?
Sure, yeah.
Going with Applebee's. And last question, Jerry from Gates, what is Rochester's, New York, most famous nickname?
The Rock.
Going with The Rock.
Yeah.
Final answer?
Sure.
Okay. Let's bring our girl Breezy back into the room. We're going to tally these up and see how well our girl Jerry did. We are looking at a score of 2 out of 5.
Oh, Lord.
All right, Breezy, you're up next. Sit tight. Honestly, Jerry, 2 is enough to beat Breezy. Stay right there. Breezy, question number 1. What is the largest snake in the world?
Cobra.
What made you say cobra?
It's the only snake I know. Besides rattle, but I don't think that was...
Right, no, it's definitely not a rattlesnake. Let's go to question number two. In what city can you find yourself when you're in the French Quarter?
Philly?
Going with Philadelphia?
I think so. I don't know. No clue.
Question number three, Breezy. Huge sports girl over here.
Huge sports girl.
How many holes would someone play in two rounds of golf? Three seconds.
I mean, it depends, but I'm going to go 18.
Going with 18. Let's go to question number four. Which food chain uses the slogan, gather around the good stuff?
Food chain?
Yeah.
Like a grocery store?
No, like a restaurant. But it's a chain. They're everywhere. Gather around the good stuff.
Not sure. Pass.
I'll give you one in today. It's a pizza place.
Still not great.
Well, time's up anyways.
I don't know.
Time's up. Let's go over to question number five. Breezy, what is Rochester, New York's nickname?
Rock City? Rachacha? the Flower City.
Can I please put you down for Rachacha?
Flower City.
All right, we're going with Flower City. We're locking that in. Let's get back to our girl, Jerry.
Rachacha was crazy.
Hey, Jerry.
Yeah, you know, I got a Flower City tattoo. I'm ashamed of myself.
That's okay. You still beat Breezy.
Well, you know, she got wrecked. All I do is
win it, win it, win it. What was the vibe? Tell us.
The score was 2-1.
Okay.
Let's run through the board. The anaconda is the world's largest snake. And yeah, Jerry got that right. Question number two.
Thank you, Nicki Minaj.
If you're in the French Quarter, you would be in New Orleans. And you got that one right, Jerry. Breezy said Philly.
Thank you, Lil Wayne.
Both of you got question three wrong. How many holes would someone play in two rounds of golf? The answer is 36. Each round of golf is 18 holes. Question number four.
No, but you can play nine.
That's half a round.
No, right. you can play nine holes of golf. So that's two rounds.
The correct answer is 36.
It's subjective, but okay.
It's not.
It is.
Pizza Hut is the name of the Gather Around the Good Stuff
that's
slogan.
What I said.
Your time was up.
Said Pizza Hut.
We gave you two business days to answer. And question number five.
Oh, I got that right. It was a tie.
What is Rochester, New York's most famous nickname?
Flower City.
That would be 100% correct.
Yep. So we tied.
Yeah. We tied. Myself.
Which means.
Wait, so you have a Flower City tattoo and you couldn't even get that right?
I could not. No.
Where exactly is it on your body?
Rachacha.
It's on my wrist where I can see it.
This is the third person I know that has a Flower City tattoo on the wrist.
It's giving coal.
Is it on your left wrist?
No.
Okay.
She's like, no, it's like not.
All right. Congratulations, Jerry.
When did Pizza Hut change their slogan from Can Out Pizza the Hut to Gather Around the Good Stuff?
I think the early 2000s, 90s, but that's what they used to, that was their slogan. Jerry?
Well,
I need you to say, my name is Jerry from Gates and I just beat Breezy.
Kinda, sorta, just beat Breezy.
You crush
it. My name is Jerry from Gates and I just kinda, sorta beat Breezy.
You sure did. All right, stay right there. We're going to hook you up, Jerry, with all the PXY Morning swag, okay?
Great, thank you.
You're so welcome.
Connect with PXY Mornings on our socials.
Facebook.
IG.
X. 98 PXY Rochester.
It's Moose and Breezy on 98 PXY.
Here's a few questions.
Miles Smith on PXY Mornings. Here's the situation, guys, happening in Monroe County. More license plate readers are set to be installed following a resolution passed Tuesday by the county legislator. So the resolution was approved with a 25-4 vote allowing the installation of readers at 50 different sites across the entire county. And supporters of the license plate readers said the technology is going to enhance public safety. However, you have some showing concern about privacy risk and some question how the data is going to be used by law enforcement, different agencies, that includes ICE. But one resident said, we need more privacy, not less. Our health information is hacked. We got our financial history that's sold to whoever. Our personal identities are typically stolen. We all have GPS in our phones.
Right.
This is going to be no different, they said. So speaking in favor of the readers, legislator Sean McCabe said, take a moment to remember, just last year, Thomas Chase, that 92-year-old in Brighton, was killed by a Kia boy in a stolen car. And if a license plate reader had been in place, he said that car may have been stopped before it reached its deadly conclusion, which, yeah, that is a possibility, maybe. But they're hoping these license plate readers are going to do a lot more good in protecting people within the community and stopping people that shouldn't be actually driving these cars, criminals.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, we talked about this earlier this morning, too. There's no we don't have privacy.
No.
There's no privacy. Our phones are.
My ad for mozzarella sticks. Earlier in the show, we said our phones are always listening, obviously. So we said something very specific, hoping and waiting for that ad to pop up by the end of the show.
And you know the phones are listening constantly. So is your Google device, Alexa. So when you talk about something, you know it's going to pop up on your phone 24 hours later in an ad. Breezy's waiting on something dealing with mozzarella sticks. I said that, boy, I sure do love those endless breadsticks and salads at Olive Garden.
Yeah, very specific.
Very. So that's what's going to be taking place. You'll see them putting those license plate readers in 50 different sites across Monroe County. Coming up on the show, 585-252-9800 is a number to call or text us with all of your unpopular opinions this morning. So if you need to get something off your chest, and we know you do, now would be the time to do it. It's coming up next on PXY.
98PXY wants to send you to Beyonce's Cowboy Carter tour in her home. Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. My coworker should stop whistling Taylor Swift songs. He's not paid to be a canary. Two eggs in your omelet? Whoa, settle down, Rockefeller. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There, I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There, I Said It on the number one hit music station. 98 PXY. 585-252-9800.
You got to clear the air this morning and get something off your chest. No problem.
Chest it out.
So do we. Let it rip.
Rip it open.
Let's go over to Liz. Your wedding isn't the Super Bowl. No one cares about your flower arrangements except you and your mother-in-law. There I said it.
Right? Correct.
I mean, you've been in enough weddings, Breeze. You know.
I do know. It's a lot. Daryl's here. He said, some people deserve to be punched in the face. There, I said it.
Oh, that's a hot
Daryl take. Choosing violence this morning is wild.
Can't disagree with the man. I'm sure he's put up with a lot in the last 24 hours.
He's crushing it. Who else is here? We have Kelsey Wang in. Kelsey says, guys, I don't know if it's just me, but when it comes to traffic and lane closures, nobody knows how to drive. It's like our brain is leaving the car along with all of the cars passing as well. The zipper method truly does work, and you can't get pissed off at me for using it. There I said it. I'm not going to sit in a line getting off of Pittsford Palmyra exit or Bushnell's Basin because you're not sure how a traffic zipper method works.
That's what.
Sorry.
I attempted it last Friday going to Eastview Mall. Police would much rather have you do that because that's the right way of merging into traffic.
Correct.
That's what you should do. Otherwise, we're all just sitting there forever. It's not disrespectful. You're not cutting anyone. People just get nervous on the road. People panic.
The full panic.
Amy says nobody cares that you've taught your dog or cat to press a button when it wants food. Try teaching it something useful, like paying for something once in a while. There, I said it. Yes, paying the mortgage, Amy.
Correct.
Who's this, Matt? Hi, Moose and Breeze. If you're incapable of going 2 hours without checking your phone, then you're not mature enough to go to the movie theater. Stay home. There, I said it.
Oh, my God. Okay.
I think we're running out of things to get pissed off about, don't you think?
Yeah.
That's what it feels like, at least.
Absolutely.
But I don't know. I know you can't. I have a hard time going 2 hours without checking my phone unless I'm sleeping. 2 hours is a long time.
When I go 2 hours without checking my phone,
you're dead.
I'm either getting a treatment in therapy or fighting for my life.
Right.
And after that 2 hours, I look at my phone and I'm like, I am so pure. I am so wholesome.
I'm so pure.
Don't you feel like
it's a cleanse?
I just feel so accomplished going 2 hours without looking at my phone. And then I go back to it and I'm like, oh my God, I haven't seen you in a while. How are you? How have you been? What do you have for me?
Sure.
Opening Instagram after 2 to 3. It's also like, I don't know. Nobody talks about it. Like, it's such a rush to be able to. Oh God, I sound like an addict. It's such a rush to be able to get back to your phone after a long extended period of time to catch up on what you missed.
Yeah, you love it. You absolutely love it.
Yeah, I do.
What notifications are coming in that I missed? Right. And I'll tell you what, I scared myself a little bit. I'm not gonna lie to you guys. I was on Instagram. I closed it out, and 2 seconds later, I picked up my phone and went right back to Instagram.
No, that's just me
every
day.
What are you doing?
That's just me every day.
What am I doing?
Since I've weaned off of so many other apps, like Instagram is it for me. Like, I probably check Facebook. God, maybe like twice a week.
You don't use it.
And then I never use X or Twitter. And then TikTok, like, I kind of use, I'm definitely on it more than you, but it's definitely not my go-to. My go-to is Instagram for sure.
I was on Threads back in December.
You posted one thing and you're like, all right, I'm done here.
Stupid. Dave says, good morning, guys. Christmas should be every 4 years, kind of like the World Cup. It would be much more special then. There I said it. Christmas every 4 years. Now, we need it every year, man.
Like a leap year?
That's ridiculous.
Interesting take.
We got to celebrate Jesus every year. Let's go over to Courtney. Good morning, guys. People can hate me for this, but attractive people do actually get more in life because looks do matter. Cry about it. There I said
it. No, it's true. No, wow. It's true. It's the sad truth, but it's true. I mean, listen.
Pretty privilege.
I haven't really talked about this that much on the show, but ever since losing 80 pounds, I am treated very differently.
Really?
Than what I
You've
was.
Never brought this up once.
I know. And I
treated differently how?
It's a vibe. I can't even really put my finger on it, but I've heard this from other people who've gone through like extensive weight loss journeys as well. Like, the world treats you nicer. They're kinder to you. And it is the most diabolical, messed up thing ever. I don't know if anybody else can relate to this. 585-252-9800. If you've been overweight and you've lost weight, what is the difference in treatment that you get from society as a whole?
Do people treat you differently? Do you notice more people holding the door for you?
Correct.
Really?
Just like, yes. Yeah, it's so crazy. It's such a wild feeling to have. And it's like,
I think it feels good,
but it's also like, this is not right.
Yeah, no, this is a good experiment. I think I'm going to shed 10 and then circle back.
Everyone's going to be like, this guy's so annoying.
Let's go over to Carly. I'm a personal trainer, and I just wanted to say that not everyone at the gym is judging you. They're too busy filming their own content, so you can get over yourselves. There, I said it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you so much for that insight.
Thank you so much, Carly.
So crazy.
I've been seeing more and more social media videos of people getting pissed off at the gym, of people who are filming themselves working out.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I don't mind, because a lot of people at my gym are filming themselves, and it's like, all right, do what you got to do. People go off the rails. Like, I don't want to be in your video. Stop filming. Yeah. It's one thing if you're doing it in the locker room, which people have done.
Right.
Even the women's locker room, people are changing. It's weird. Like, there's a time and a place. But out on the floor, and you're lifting, you're working on those, whatever you call them, those things in the back of your back. What are those muscles? What are these?
Traps.
Sure.
Yeah. But we're getting some texts about this. I lost 100 pounds, and people who hated me started to want to hang out and be my friend.
What?
This person says, yep, even after losing 100 pounds, I feel great about myself, and I still watch people do things that I don't think that they would do if I was heavier. It's insane.
That's wild to me.
It's so crazy. And I mean, like, it's not like a, it's not like just a me feeling. Like, I've heard other people talk about it as well, because obviously I've done like extensive research on this, because I'm like, am I alone on this?
No, you're definitely not alone.
It's definitely crazy. But well,
I want you to know I will always hold the door for you.
Thank you so much.
And one last hot take coming in from
my face.
Coming in from James that says some people do peak in high school and they're still riding that wave and it shows. There, I said it. All right.
The Letterman jacket. So crazy.
PXY Mornings, welcome back to the show. Moose, Breezy, sun's peaking this morning. We'll take it. Are there any older parents listening who had kids at an older age? 585-252-9800. What would you say was the biggest challenge you faced having a child later in life? We got a message from a woman by the name of Olivia. She's going to be 43 in November. Here's the message. Hi, guys. I thought this would be a good question to ask. I always appreciate any open and honest feedback from listeners. My name's Olivia from Fairport, 42, going to be 43 in November, with almost six-year-old twins. Lately, I've been thinking about having another child. Both my husband and I are considering having one more, but due to my age, yes, I'm a bit reluctant and scared. Are there any older parents here? What would you say was the biggest challenge you faced having a child later in life? And do you regret having a baby in your late 30s, early 40s? I adore my kids, and I feel I have more patience with them as time goes on, which is probably the reason why I would want another child before it's too late. There are so many questions and concerns in my head, but I am worried that when I look back on my life, I'll regret not having more kids. So any advice or encouragement is more than welcome. Am I crazy for wanting a child at my age?
Not at all.
I don't think so.
I mean, I feel like now more than ever before, people are having children later in life. And I think, honestly, it's more financially responsible and honestly less selfish to have. Like, I feel like a lot of people hear that and they're like, no, it's actually the quite opposite, because you're being selfish for most of your 20s and 30s. And then what? You're going to have a kid at 40 and then you're going to die early on your kid. Like, I think that a lot of people see it from that lens. But if you flip the coin and you think, well, if I have a kid older, when I'm more established, I have a better income, I'm more, you know, I have some stake in the game in my job, in my career, they're going to ultimately have a better life.
I don't want to assume, but I have to on this particular situation, that some people definitely have more stability later on in life when they're a little bit older. They're more financially responsible. But let's not beat around the bush here. Those listening, be 100% straightforward. How was it having a kid later in life? Because Olivia is going to be 43. She wants one more child. She wants to know, is she crazy for wanting another one? And yeah, I think there's some health risk involved the older you get, especially as a woman, you know, when it comes to having another child.
Right.
But people do it. Who's that Indian woman that got pregnant with twins at like 75? You know, if she can do it, you can do it. 585-252-9800. I do have a friend of a friend who was 44 and had her first child.
Yeah.
Healthy.
I know somebody like that too.
Seems to be very happy. I would imagine that you're a little bit more tired than if you were in your 20s. And that's what I hear from so many people, too. You better hurry up, because once you're past 40, you're going to be too exhausted to keep up with a kid. Honestly, I'm like, well, then go to the gym.
Honestly, also, something that should be talked about more that isn't talked about is, like, normalize egg freezing and the egg freezing process. I think that there's so many women that worry so much about their timeline and their biological clock ticking. And I know not all insurances cover egg freezing, but if it was talked about more and made more of an option, you wouldn't feel this worry at all.
Yeah. I mean, that's definitely an option. I know a lot of people that do that, too. Let's go over to Allison on the line. Good morning.
Good morning.
Are you an older parent?
I am. I had my daughter at 41 years old.
Oh, perfect example. Tell us about that. How did it go? How did you feel?
I think my biggest challenge is all of my friends, their kids were already older.
Yeah, I think about that too, because a lot of my friends, their kids are 13, 12.
Yeah, so here I am older, and, you know, when we want to go to Seabreeze, whatever it may be, I have nothing in common with my friends.
Right.
So that was my biggest challenge.
Okay. That makes
sense. And, like, yeah. So my question to you is like, would you be willing to find different friends? Not saying you have to, like, let go of your friends that you already have established, but would you be willing to find friends that are in the same era of life
I definitely would. I look for that all the time.
Sure.
They're very difficult to find.
But you got to join a kickball league.
Something. But I have to tell you that I am in the best shape of my life. I feel amazing. I am 50. I will be 51 in July. I have never felt better. I have never looked better.
Yeah. You go, girl. Good for you.
All the way off. Yeah. So I'm saying to you, like, if you were to find this group, they would more than likely be younger than you, but they would have children your son or daughter's age. I don't know what you have, but
what do you have?
Nine now.
I was going to say you got a 9-year-old.
Yeah. So
if there's anything that you could have done different, what do you think it would have been?
Oh God, I don't think that I would have done anything differently.
No regrets.
Good. So when's the next one?
Never. We're done.
Okay, there you go.
One and done.
All right. Well, I appreciate you calling up. Thank you. We're going to go over to Rich this morning that says, Mom, my mom was 39. My dad was 45 when I was born. My siblings were 13 and 15. I don't think I missed anything by not having younger parents. But I do remember my dad got tired very quickly when we played at the park.
I just think that when I was in high school, I had a best friend who her parents were, God, they must have been 60 when we were in high school.
Yeah, so, I think about that.
And I'm like, you know, that's all fine and well. And they were wildly successful and extremely rich. But it just, I don't know, there's some things money can't buy, like age and time.
You got that right. Yeah, I graduated high school with a buddy, and I remember his dad being so old.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, well, you know, for some people, that's just, everybody's on a different timetable.
Everyone's on their journey, like we talked about earlier this morning.
We got another person. Elena says, I had my third at 43. I got pregnant on the first try. Same as with the two older kids. So it's not always difficult. I would say this, though. As an older mom, it's important to try and keep in shape. I go to the gym 3 times a week, so I'm strong and can actually play with him. And I say to this mom, go for it, if that's what your heart is telling you to do. Because, yeah, the clock is ticking. And by the time you're 50, you might look back and say, I wish I would have had that third kid.
And also, like, we're hearing from Melissa here as well, who's on the other side of the spectrum. She says, Alyssa here, not an older mom, but a mom that had her kids at 22 and 25. I absolutely have no regrets about having kids young, but sometimes I do wish that I waited until I was older to have them. So, like, either you're going to lose time in the front end of things or you're going to lose time in the back end of things. It's all about your timeline and how much you want to give up and you're willing to give up.
What works best for you? I'm 41. I get the question all the time, even from strangers. People slide into my DMs. I don't know who they are. I had a Kelly last week text me and go, how come you're not married? How come you don't have kids? Because the clock's ticking. I'm like,
oof.
And I'm like, do I really owe you an explanation?
Really tough,
I don't think
Kelly.
So.
That's really tough.
And
tough
you luck. Are. If it happens, it will happen. But I think I'm at a comfortable place in my life right now.
If it doesn't happen, you're fine?
Either way, I'm cool with it. And people ask me, I'm like, you know, if it's with the right person, and it absolutely has to be, then I'm all for it. If not, I'm still living a beautiful life. Let me go and finish off with Nancy here, who says, I'm 47 and I have a 6-month-old. Damn. When I was younger, I didn't want kids, nor did I have the disposable income to ensure I wouldn't be struggling from paycheck to paycheck. Do it now so you don't have regrets later on. Best wishes. Also, make sure you stay active in the gym so you have the energy to keep up with them, which is a lot of what our first caller said, too.
So, yeah, it's a lot going on there.
50 in the best shape of her life. Good for you.
Honestly, crushing it.
All right, guys.
I'm obsessed with her.
Thanks for being a part of the show this morning. It's PXY Mornings.
Wake up to PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
585-252-9800, PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. I don't know how many of you are like me, where you find yourself from time to time on Reddit. Just kind of...
Oh, wow.
Just
That's my girlfriend. She lives, breathes...
Really?
...is Reddit, yeah.
I said it once, and I'll say it 100 more times. We belong together. However, you just kind of sometimes find yourself scrolling through different discussions and threads, and sometimes I treat this website as more of a platform to kill time than anything else.
Okay.
Like on the toilet. And it's entertaining because I'll message and comment on other people's discussions, but I'll always tell them exactly what they don't want to hear just to get a rise out of them.
Right.
Know what I mean?
Right.
Yesterday, before I met my brother out for dinner, I was on Reddit and I came across a very interesting post a woman left yesterday. And she says, in 2023, I, 23-year-old female, lost my late boyfriend unexpectedly.
Okay.
And it was devastating. He was a huge part of my life as we were childhood best friends and then dated for 3 years. After he passed, I got a meaningful tattoo in his memory. Now I'm dating someone new recently and things have been going well overall. And he knew about my late boyfriend, but recently... He actually saw the tattoo and got visibly upset, and he said it made him feel disrespected, and it's a clear indication that I am clearly not over my ex. Now he is wanting me to get rid of that tattoo. Am I an a-hole for having a memorial tattoo for my ex? What are your thoughts, Breeze?
Whoa, that's tricky.
By the way, it's a nice tattoo. It's right on the wrist, and it says... Daniel, and it has the date that he passed away. Like, it's a nice font.
Okay.
It's not trashy.
Listen, I think, oh my gosh, I'm kind of stumped right now. I think that you can get a memory tattoo, a tattoo in memory of someone, ex or not. But putting their name on your body, I think, is a little...
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Okay, first of all, I wouldn't put anyone's name on my body, dead or alive. Period, point blank. I don't even think I would put my own name on my body. I also am just not a tattoo girly, which is totally fine. I can see where the boyfriend's coming from, but also I think what pisses me off is when... You get into a relationship with somebody and they act like you lived zero life before you met them. And it's like, sweetie, like, it's so narcissistic for you to think you're my first thing ever in this world. First relationship, first happiness, first this. I am my own person and I've lived many moons before you. And I had this tragic thing happen to me. But at the same time... That's tricky.
Yeah.
I don't...
Who are you in Florida with in 25?
I'm like, oh.
Who'd you go to Florida with in 2005?
Listen. I've been there before. With who?
I mean,
I don't know.
If my girlfriend had a huge tattoo on her back of her late ex who died, I would probably feel a certain way about it. I mean, I don't typically want to see that. But right, I don't know if I could say anything for a number of reasons. One, he's dead, so it's not like I'm in competition with him.
Right.
And second... If she had it before we started dating, she might have made a mistake. You know, can't really say anything about it. I think this guy's feelings are valid only because, first of all, every time he's probably trying to tie her to the bed, he's going to see this tattoo.
Oh, God. Yep. You took it there. Yep.
That says sure Daniel.
Not the family-friendly show.
But he can't make her remove it. I think that's kind of a hateful move on his part. If she got that tattoo after she started dating someone new, yeah, I can see how that would bother someone, but it's odd. You know what I'm saying? What do you guys think? 585-252-9800. I got a text coming in from Maddie that says, I think he's allowed to feel upset by it, and she's allowed to hold firm on keeping it, But it sounds like one of those things where you just may not be suited for each other.
This person says, current boyfriend sucks. There's no reason to get rid of the tattoo. My kid's father, also my boyfriend, passed away in 2023. And if someone told me to remove my tattoo of him, I would remove that current boyfriend from my life. It's about healing and memorializing, not about the current boyfriend or his feelings. So,
but why do you need the name on there? Can you do it in another way without having the name on there? So your current or future boyfriend doesn't always feel like they're...
Would you feel,
the third wheel?
Let me riddle you this. Would you feel as strongly about this or have a greater leg to stand on, or less of a leg to stand on, I should say, if they were married? Like, in she's a widower, is what I'm saying.
That's a good question. I think that
gets more of a pass, if I'm being honest.
It's a possibility, but... Well, let me go to, I gotta read Mario's text here. He said, this girl failed to consider that every time her present boyfriend sits across from her during date night, cuddling to watch a movie, could even be during sex, he will see Daniel there in his face as a reminder that there is a ghost as a third wheel with them. No thanks. I just said the third wheel part. So who else is here? So you're disrespecting him by getting a tattoo before you met him? This is so weird.
This person says, nothing screams insecurity more than someone being jealous of somebody that has since passed.
Somebody who's no longer with us.
Like you said, Moose, like you made, it's funny, but you made a good point. Like, you're not in competition.
No, yeah, you're not in competition with a dead guy. That tattoo is basically a declaration to everyone you meet that you wouldn't be with your current boyfriend if he were still alive.
Yeah.
Interesting. So basically, that's what people think.
If he was still alive,
you wouldn't be with me. Oh, this is giving me flashbacks. When my ex passed away,
right.
My current girlfriend got upset with me because I wanted to go to her memorial and pay my respects. And she said to me, I just feel like, if she were still alive, you'd still be with her. I said, I probably would be.
She's not.
And I said, this is the dumbest conversation I've ever had. Janae says, my ex-boyfriend passed away and I got a memorial tattoo also, you guys. I even have his ashes. And my boyfriend now even went with me to the funeral because he's supportive and he's not a little child. Damn, you moved on quick. Hey, my boyfriend just died. Come through.
You would be surprised how many DMs are sliding. You have zero reason to say anything. They might have been broken up, but because they were better off as friends than a couple. Someone she was close with passed away, and she got a memorial tattoo in honor of. If it was a girl that passed away, would it be okay? Vice versa, flipping the roles. Like if this was
the gender doesn't matter.
I think that women are more empathetic and softer and understanding of sensitive topics like that. Mm-hmm. And men are just very like, Daniel, who's Daniel? It's like,
Well, okay. Yes, I will agree that there are some men out there extremely insecure that are jealous of somebody who has passed away 2 years ago. And the fact that she got this done 2 years ago in 2023 and has had it ever since, you can't demand that she removes it. You either have to put up with it or you move on. That's it.
I'll say it louder for the people in the back. You have no say on someone's past. We'll say it one more time. You have no say or control over someone's past. So let sleeping dogs lie.
This brings me to my next question. Do you guys think I would look cool with a tattoo?
Absolutely not. Next question. Thank you so much.
98BXY wants to send you to Beyonce's Cowboy Carter. She's confident.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. What is something that freaks you out that absolutely shouldn't? I will go first.
Okay.
I've been having a lot of intrusive thoughts again about my heart stopping. That was me last night in bed. I was like, well, I think my heart's going to stop tomorrow.
No, me pre-anxiety meds. Every morning, you guys know this, but every morning I would wake up and be like, today's the day I'm going to die.
What's wrong with us?
I mean, the intrusive thoughts, obviously, yes, that freaks us out to the 10th degree because we're both mentally ill. But
right.
I think one thing that I wanted to talk about, well, two things that really freak me out that have nothing to do with one another, and share and see if anybody else experiences it. Also, 585-252-9800, what is something that freaks you out that shouldn't? And like, I'm not even saying like, ooh, I don't like that. Like, I can't even look at it without getting without getting a shiver down my spine.
Corn.
Sure. Right. Seriously? Are you being funny?
That's yours.
No, not at all.
Oh.
I love corn. Oh, love corn. Mine is hairless cats.
Oh, yeah.
I can't. I saw a photo of a hairless cat and I threw my phone across the room. I can't even look at it without getting like shortness of breath. I'm not even trying to be drama right now. It's just like this feeling that I get that is so overwhelming that my body is simply rejecting. I can't look at this. This is freaky to me. Why don't they have hair? Are they cold? Who owns this? Why do they own this? Are they fun to cuddle with? Are they like bitchier than normal cats? What's happening here?
They're the grossest looking things.
They look like a oversized rat.
Growing up, my grandmother had a collection of porcelain dolls that freaked me the F out. And I was like, why? And they always had this like creepy, like the blush on the cheeks and the lipstick. And I'm like, are these dolls grown women or are they four?
Or somewhere in between. Another thing that freaks me out that obviously is super a lot newer and modern than anything, but AI is freaking me out. It's freaky, you guys. I saw a picture of a dog taking a dump that turned and morphed into a video of a middle-aged woman in a dog suit dancing in the lawn. What is happening and why? Why is this happening? I'm very passionate about this and I just can't.
It's crazy when I open Instagram and I see all these AI videos and I'm like, these are my dreams at night. These are the
things. This is my sleep paralysis demon.
This is
period.
What I think about at night. It's horrible. One person just texted in and goes, hummingbirds.
Mm. Yes. Why?
They don't. Because
of their beak?
Well, no, it's because they don't fly like regular birds. They're just giant creepy insects, they said. Hummingbirds, that's a good omen, a hummingbird. If you see a hummingbird, it means that something good is about to happen. And I used to have hummingbirds all the time sucking nectar from the palm tree in front of my kitchen window when I was living in LA. And I was like, you know, it's going to be a good day today. Anytime I saw a hummingbird. I love it.
Sucking of the nectar. Can you please look at the video I just sent you of the AI of the dog taking a dump in the middle of the lawn and transforming into a woman cosplaying.
Sure thing.
It's really quite something. And I really can't get that image out of my head.
Oh my Lord. And this has 112,000 likes. It's so bizarre.
The caption is someone call 911. This person says geese and squirrels at Charlotte Beach specifically. Geese are unpredictable. I mean, I just don't like birds in general. I'm not a bird girl. Never have been. Never will be. They freak me out. We have pigeons that live out front here, and I can't even walk in the building.
Whoever texted in then, I mean, you have every right to be scared because every time I've been down at that beach for a casual stroll, those squirrels will attack you. They're way more aggressive than any other squirrel here in the 585, and I don't know why. They are pissed. I tried walking by them, and a group of five started to follow me. I'm like, I got to get the hell out of here. I've never been so nervous. What's their deal?
It's giving 100 men versus one gorilla. 100 squirrels versus one moose.
Vanessa says hot air balloons. or really? Seeing other large things float high above the ground, like a plane.
You know, okay, one thing I would never do, I went skydiving, I went in a hot air balloon, I had this, like, massive bucket list, and I was like, I'm going to do all this before I'm 25, woo! I got crossed off, like, two things. One thing that I will never do, and I don't understand how people do it, is hang gliding. Are you well? You're literally hanging in the air from a kite. You are attached to a kite, sir.
There's some things I just can't do. Being in a hot air balloon, I will never, ever do it, especially with that incident that just took place. With that poor guy, man, he saved two people. The hot air balloon caught fire. He was dangling from the basket from a rope until he finally plummeted to his death, the poor guy. Oh, what a nightmare. It was all caught on video. And I'm like, I will never get in one of those things.
Oh, wow.
Never. You couldn't pay me.
Glad I did it before I saw the video.
You've been in one?
Yes, I went in one.
They don't seem safe.
Wait, can I tell you something crazy? There's a weight limit. This is a horrible story. I can't believe I'm telling this, but whatever. There's a weight limit. I think it's like 250 per person. But there's like 20 people in the basket.
20?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 20.
How big are those baskets?
They're massive.
I thought the capacity was five.
Four sections. No, no, no. I was in a hot air balloon with 20 people. And my friend, I won't name who they are, but they were like pushing 280 at the time.
Wow.
And I was like, I don't think we can go. She's like, I'm just gonna lie. I'm like, what? Oh. Literally lied about her weight. We got on the hot air balloon. I'm like, if this goes down, it's your fault, because you literally lied about the weight. So there's that. Truly.
Did you have anyone freak out up there? Okay, we gotta keep our composure.
I actually,
it's too much to lose. You gotta just keep our composure.
I actually went live on PXY from a hot air balloon when I was in Florida.
Really?
Yes.
The last time I went live from a cell phone, I was in Cancun, Mexico at a strip club with two of my buddies on spring break.
On PXY?
Yeah.
That's a liability. Yep.
Yeah, we sure did very different call-ins at the time.
Yes.
Hey, it's Devin's. Every afternoon, I've got new songs you might not know yet. Lots of throwbacks you've probably forgot about. And, of course, the biggest PXY hits right now. Come hang with me starting at 3 right here on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.